House spending plan includes an additional $7 million over last year to reduce the waiting list for children seeking state subsidies for early education. The Senate went further, with a $12 million bump over last year. Senate Ways and Means Chair Karen Spilka.
We know that brain development is in the first 4 years, and that's the key to not only success in early education, but in education throughout a person's life.
The Senate proposal would also allow the University of Massachusetts to keep the tuition from in-state students instead of having it first go to the state's general fund. The House budget doesn't include this plan. The Senate is scheduled for a floor debate on the budget next week. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.